Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, now on Mind Food Radio, a topic that's a very interesting one, Michael, supporting people at the end of their life.
That's right, and community service is such an important part out there in society, as it is within Mind Food. The very first section in Mind Food is called community, and I'd like to welcome to the show Yeshi Kadro. Welcome, Yeshi.
Nice to be here, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what you do and what you're involved with.
Well, I'm the CEO of an organisation called Karuna up here in Brisbane, and we provide care and education that focuses on issues around the end of life. So we support people to remain at home rather than in hospital when they have a life-limiting illness.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an education program that people can tap into at any stage of their life, really, just to help live with an awareness of mortality, but how to still live a very full and meaningful life without being in denial about, you know, the transience of life.
It's a very interesting profession that you're in. Do you think it's a calling?
I'm involved here really because I got ordained as a Buddhist nun in the Tibetan tradition about 30 years ago. So the spiritual care that we provide through Karuna is a passion for me, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to support people spiritually at the end of life.
I think also when someone close to you, whether a family member or a friend, I think all those people around it affects them in such a powerful way that there is a moment in time there that you do reassess a lot about yourself and life. Do you agree with that?
Oh, that's definitely true. The thing people will often say, you know, what was important before, say, diagnosis with a life-limiting illness is no longer important afterwards, and you really focus differently. I think families will often come closer together. They gain an immense amount of courage by providing care, and they also gain more confidence. As I say, they come out of that space of denying or trying to ignore mortality. They start to, you know, think about their own beliefs and therefore be more prepared themselves when that time comes.
Do you find it hard or difficult personally when, you know, there are people there that share a very different view in and around spirituality?
In terms of the people we care for?
Mm.
Yes.
You're thinking? In that case, you know, we make sure that we bring in the most appropriate support people. So if we're not the appropriate one, if people have a very strong Christian faith, we've got some volunteers who are from the different Christian traditions, and we're part of a multi-faith network here. So we always make sure that they get the support from the appropriate person because, you know, at that stage of your life, it's not the time to start really exploring too many other lineages or whatever.
Yeshi, for somebody listening into our radio show today who might be going through something like this, family, friends, or maybe the person listening, what advice do you have for them?
I'm using the words now of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. But he said the most important thing, first off, is to come to a place of acceptance. And then once that has happened, you then can start to make your own preparations, and that may be leaving things in order for your family, saying goodbye to family. It may be more internal where you're sorting out your own beliefs and to feel acceptance of how you've lived your life, like to actually, if things are troubling you, to actually think about those things and work through them, reconcile with people that you're upset with, so that you're at peace with yourself and with others, and then, you know, if there is a divine being in your life, to also ensure that you've found peace with that being as well.
And yes, so you're going to be part of the Mind and Its Potential conference in October.
Yes, that's right.
And for more details on that, go to mindfood.com. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to talk to you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.